This is Dakota Datebook for March 28th. In March of 1929, ice on the Missouri River began to break up early. Some of the ice flowed free, but some piled up in ice gorges, blocking the water flow. The threat of flooding loomed. One large ice gorge formed at Huff, 18 miles south of Bismarck. The jam was 25 to 30 miles long, solid and stuck. Three other gorges at Williston, Independence, and Manhaven held back water that would otherwise rush down to the blocked area, which staved off immediate flooding. But that couldn't last. Eventually, they broke free, and a torrent of water rushed toward the logjam at Huff. The city of Mandan feared inundation, pinched between the Missouri and Hart Rivers. The residents had sent a telegram asking President Hoover to order Army planes to bomb the ice jam with dynamite, saying flooded towns and farmland could result in millions of dollars in damage. The telegram stated, "In the name of humanity, use your influence, slash that Army red tape, and order airplanes with bombs to smash the ice gorge and relieve the grave emergency." No dynamite made it before the river swelled, hitting a peak of 18.5 feet in Bismarck before dropping to 16.7 feet, which was still well above the 15-foot flood level. The Huff ice pack started to break up, but it reformed. The Engineering Corps prepared to dynamite the ice pack, which was visible from the Liberty Memorial Bridge in Bismarck. One shot of 1,600 pounds of explosive was detonated, but in the end, the water cut across the land, forcing a new path. On this date, the Bismarck Tribune noted many changes, including the formation of another island at Sibley and the backing up of Apple Creek, reporting thousands of acres of farmland inundated and ruined, other thousands washed away, new islands formed, and hundreds of dead fish and animals, countless numbers of trees cut down by icy axes, damaged roads and highways. That is the toll exacted by the mighty Missouri. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Sarah Walker. I'm Earl Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding by Humanities North Dakota, North Dakota's largest lifelong learning community.